years ago, your local vicar could be fairly certain that when he... Well, it would have been a he, but it would also have been a she in the last 20 years, stood up to deliver their local Sunday sermon. The pews in front of them would be filled with people from the local community. These days, however, declining attendances are a sad fact of life for the Church of England. But technologically savvy parishes are now using social media, websites like Facebook and Twitter, to try to reach out to people beyond the church doors. And you may remember we followed the Reverend Bruce Nicol, otherwise known as the Roving Rev, earlier this year as he blogged, audio-booed and tweeted his way up to Holy Island on foot to raise money for the church and community projects in Camberley. He was recently a runner-up in the Christian New Media Awards. I'm joined by the Reverend Bruce Nicol this morning, and I'm also joined by the Reverend Peter Olds, who runs a website that collects all the Church of England tweets in one place. That's no mean feat. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Peter, let's start with you first. Let's start at the beginning. What exactly is Twitter? I'm very new to Twitter and still finding my feet. Can you explain it to the Luddites amongst us?
Twitter is a form of social media where basically you have 140 characters to share a message. And the brilliance of the format is that you can follow certain people, so you can track what people who you want to watch are saying, you can interact with them, and it's just a way of building up relationships and community and sharing your life.
So you do this via the Twitch of England, bringing all these tweets together in one place. How can this help the church? Does it actually have any effect?
Well, what we do is we help the church be more relational. We help people communicate. We help people understand what's going on in the church. What social media lets you do is be fluent, is be communicating, is be talking. It's just basically doing on the internet what you would hope churches are doing in their ordinary life.
Well, one of the key points of going to church, doing church, is listening to a sermon. I know that when I've been at conferences recently, especially church conferences, I have to say, people are all sitting there tweeting on their phones, and it looks like they're not listening to the person who's actually talking. That drives me absolutely mad. Is this the way forward? Will people be sitting in church on a Sunday morning tweeting on their smartphones in reaction to the sermon rather than just listening to it and talking about it over a cup of tea later?
Well, what's going on there is, imagine if you're listening to a sermon and you're thinking, oh, that's a good point. I wonder whether anybody else has thought about that, or what about this? You can then tweet that as the sermon's going on, and you can then interact. So a sermon becomes not just one person talking and you listening, but one person talking and you listening and sharing and talking to everybody else who's there, and it becomes a much more interactive thing, which is a very 21st century way of doing communication.
So reaching out, building relationships, but building relationships as the actual event is taking place.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and at the heart of Christianity, we believe in a God who is relational. He is three persons in one God. He has made us to be relational human beings. And what social media does is it helps us be relational in a new way.
Let's bring in the Reverend Bruce Nicol here. You're from St. Michael's Church in Camberley. We had a great time when we followed you as hashtag Roving Rev, as you made your way up to Holy Island to do this big charity work. You built relationships as you went along with real people, didn't you?
Oh, I did. And it was a lovely mixture of meeting people, but of course that was quite fleeting, and then being able to follow them or what their progress was. And it was a lovely experience over the summer. In the context of what we're talking about today, though, Facebook and Twitter, it's exactly as Peter was talking about in terms of long-term relationships here in the parish as well. I did my curacy in a village church where everybody seemed to know everybody. Here in a larger town, it's quite difficult to keep track or to keep up with folk. But people still like to live in a village, and I think people create their own virtual village. Or, you know, so even people who've moved away, or people we don't see very often because of their jobs or whatever, we keep an eye on what they're about. You know, a new baby, and they post a particular picture or thought, and we like that, and we're staying in touch. So the next time I meet them, it's not we're total strangers. it's like we've been in the village, we've waved each other at each other across the village green, you know?
What are the benefits then in terms of, I don't know, evangelism, reaching people and telling them about Jesus through social media?
Well, evangelism for me is about friends sharing the good news they've received. One person described it, you know, it's one beggar showing another beggar who went to find bread. So it's a two-way conversation, and listening as well as speaking. And occasionally you'll be asked something or get the chance to share something of significance. But it's all about sharing our lives with each other. And we ourselves are, in a way, an important part of the message. The way we live and what we do communicates as powerfully as what we say. And so if I broadcast a tweet or a Facebook message which is strongly telling people what to think, I'm not sure how well that would go down, but then people, when I meet them in the street, don't particularly want me to start spouting at them directly, telling them what to think.
Maybe it's quite nice to be able to limit yourself to 140 characters. And Peter, I was going to ask you, actually, about the area of, I don't know, attracting online, I don't know, abuse, you know, trolls, that kind of thing. I mean, it's a dangerous world out there, isn't it?
It is, and the advantage of a social media forum, which is well written like Twitter is that, you know, if there's someone on there who's writing you things that you don't want, you can just kind of say to them, well, I don't want to see your tweets anymore, and that's it. You know what, doing social media is just like communicating, it's just like talking or writing. We don't say, well, if somebody writes to you a letter that isn't nice, that writing itself is the problem. You know, that's just the means of communication, and often people confuse the means of communication with actually what's being communicated.
So what do you think, what should the message be to people who are listening right now, to church leaders perhaps, who are thinking, yeah, I hear this, but why should we engage with this? Why should the church engage with Twitter?
Because it's all about relationship. We follow about 900 clergy and bishops and churches and cathedrals and all kinds of people involved in the Church of England, and a lot of them are sharing their lives. You know, there are bishops on there who are talking about what they're doing, and lots of people who aren't Christians are following them and finding out actually what a clergyman actually does in the day, you know, that they actually do stuff outside of Sunday mornings. And it's a great way of communicating, of relating, of sharing lives, and ultimately sharing Jesus.
Let's just finally go back to the Reverend Bruce Nicole. Hashtag Roving Rev, I have to call you from St. Michael's, Camberley. How has using social media changed you?
Changed? Probably not enough. I've adopted it as a lovely way to stay in contact with folk. I know that people who come to our family service, we have a family service every week, and if I want to get hold of them, sending them an email or a text doesn't work so well, I have to Facebook them. And that's the world they live in, so that's the world I have to go and inhabit, and that's great. So it's enlarging, and it's keeping me younger, actually.
But a positive force for God, a positive force for God, a positive force for good in the church.
Both, I would say.
The Reverend Bruce Nicole from Camberley and Reverend Peter Old from Twerch of England. That's hard to say on a Sunday morning. Thank you both very much for joining
God
me.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.